Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio listeners. It is I, Evangelist Juan Dumas, from Tri-Anointed Ministries, and we come in tonight just to say praise the Lord. Glad to be together one more night. Well, thank you all for joining us tonight. I will shortly be opening up the chat rooms and also the lines if you would like to call in. And just to get started, we have so much to cover tonight, so you know how it is. Our time runs pretty fast, so we want to go ahead and get in the show. Let me just take a moment to thank God for you tonight, okay? Just let me take a moment to thank God for all he's done for you today. I don't know if anyone has prayed for you today. I don't know if anyone has taken out the time to tell you that God loved you. But let me be the first. God loves you, and I want to pray with you right now that God continues to bless you, and I want to just thank God for all that he's doing for you right now. Shall we just bow our head? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day. Dear Father, what all we've went through today, I just thank you for that. I thank you, dear Father, for just leading us and guiding us and being with us and around us. Dear Father, for protecting us from ourselves and protecting us from all different types of danger. I just praise you and just allowing us to worship you. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that there is nothing out there that is bigger than you. There's nothing out there that can stop us from getting to you, that we can pray to you even as we're at our desk. We can pray to you even as we're in our homes, as we're driving our cars. We can be in communication with you at all times. There is no boundary. There's nothing that actually would stop us. We have the option, and you've given it to us, Jesus, because you want to be that close to us. I ask you, Father, that you continue to bless each and every listener of this show, this broadcast. And dear Father, as they hear your words out of my mouth, may they do more than just tickle their ears, dear Father. I ask that they penetrate a deep thought, dear Father, that's been going on in their mind. I ask that you just erase the negativity, dear Father. And do your thing. Just explode positive thoughts in their minds. Let them be able to see something a little bit more different than they did before they tuned into the broadcast. Dear Father, I ask you to go inside of their bodies. Dear Father, in any physical things that is hindering them right now, dear Father. Someone's just been in pain all day. All night they couldn't sleep, and all day they've still been in pain. They really haven't complained too much about it, dear Father, but they still have just been in pain. They've been uncomfortable. There's been moments that it got better, but the pain just never left. Dear Father, I come praying for that person tonight. I come praying for those people tonight, dear Father. Dear Father, I ask you to lay your hands on them as they touch themselves right now, whether this is right now in present time, whether they're hearing this in the archive, whenever it is, you're omnipresent and there is no time for you. Dear Father, heal just like you can. Dear Father, I want to thank you now for healing those bodies right now, for healing those minds right now, for healing those broken issues in their lives right now. For all that will receive God's healing right now. We praise you, Jesus, and we honor you, and we thank you for your love, and we thank you for just being there with us. We thank you that we can come to you. And we thank you for the voice behind the words. We lift you up, dear Father. We glorify your name. We just come thanking you because you are so gracious and you're so worthy. thank you for their jobs. I thank you, dear Father, for just being peaceful in someone's mind and in their home right now, that they could come home tonight and not have to fight tonight. There's peace. Now, they're in shock, but there's peace. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for watching over us, dear Father, as each and every one of us trying to make it back in from our day's journey. I thank you for giving us the strength to just, not just physical strength, I thank you for that, but mental strength, dear Father, to just get up and go out into the world and make a difference. Hallelujah. Thank you for every person I saw today that my eyes was able to see that was out there along with me, making a difference in this world. I thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I ask you to bless all teachers and leaders. Dear Father, school is beginning. Dear Father, just bless the parents that they may be better parents this year to get involved with their kids, not to hinder their kids, but to be there for them, to be at those schools like it is a second home, not just to the students, but to them. To be in a relationship with the principal and the teachers so that their kids are not left alone in those relationships. We pray this in other prayers. To you, our Father, we ask you to be all over this word. Bless this ministry. Bless all preachers and teachers right now. Bless all families that are in bereavement right now. We ask you to bless the Harlan family as they are saying their goodbyes to their father, Walter Board Harlan. We ask you to bless your father, the Zachary Timms family, and continue to bless Miss McKnight with the breast cancer. Continue to bless and heal Miss McKnight and her family. Give them the strength to believe. Let them, dear Father, receive the ones that you're sending in our direction. And we ask you to continue to bless the families of the 8-year-old Corey, who is suffering of cancer. We believe that you are the healer, and we don't say those words with just to be saying it. You said your words, when you speak them, will never come back to you, boy. And I don't want to speak anything out of my mouth, dear Father, that would interfere with what you're wanting it to be. I believe that you are a healer. I am a witness of your healing. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I remember the time that I felt a knot in my breast, and I can remember sitting in Omaha, Nebraska, crying out, "Not again. Jesus, I need you to take this now. I don't want to go through that again." And I remember it was gone. It was gone. I know you're a healer. I know you're a healer. And so we pray, dear Father, and bring all of these sickness and all these things, issues, before you. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, God, for your peace. Well, all right, Blog Talk listeners, it is time to receive God's word. Isn't it wonderful, the peace that he just puts upon us? Because God is a peaceful God. He is a peaceful God. And I just thank God that he just doesn't allow anything that we say to distract him from being who he is. It doesn't matter that some say, "I don't believe he exists." It doesn't stop him from being who he is. It doesn't stop him from coming back for all of those that are his own. His word stands forever. His word stands forever. Hallelujah. And that's a good thing. That's something. Some people say all the time, "You just don't hear good news anymore." I remind them, you should turn on the show. Come in. Try Anointed Women of Christ. At this ministry, you hear good news. Well, I'm glad I was able to speak, got the opportunity to speak to you and your life today. Because I have some good news that I want to tell you about. Because we can't walk around just hearing the bad news all the time. We need to hear the good news. And if we start telling ourselves that there is no more good news, we're doomed. And I can tell you, and anybody else can tell you, the good news. But if you already have it set in your mind that there is no such thing anymore as good news, the best news for you that day, you may turn it around and throw it in the trash can of bad news. So everything that you have thrown away today may not be bad news. And remember, because it comes to you as badness, the God said, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And he said he would still take those bad things, work it around to make it good for you. That's what he's saying. So let's make sure that when we feel like we've had so much of the badness, that we steal away, and get close to God so you can hear from him. If you're hearing only bad news, then you're not hearing from God. God is not the deliverer of bad news. Even in bad situations, God still has good news to tell you. Sometimes we're too distraught right then to hear it, but God still has good news to tell you in the worst of your situations. So if you're hearing bad news all the time, you're not hearing from God. That's what we want to speak to you about tonight. Speaking to you about tonight, the voice behind the word. So you're reading your word. So you're in your word. The voice behind the word. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get our scripture so we can get into the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is just an awesome God, and he just has so much. We're going to be reading in the New Testament in the book of Jude. In the book of Jude, the New Testament. If you have read Little John 3, just continue to go right, and you run into Jude. If you get to Revelation, go left, you pass Jude. All right. So, we're getting to Jude. And as you will see, Jude only has the one chapter. And we're going to be reading verse 24 and 25. And we read, "To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, power, authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore." Hallelujah. I love that. You need to read. Let's read that in another version, just real quickly here. I won't take up too much time because we want to get in the Word. But the Spirit said, let's read it in another version. Let's look in the King James Version. James Version, of course, again, we're going to Jude. I hope you was able to go follow with me. And if you were not, that's okay. That's why you bring your pen and your paper to when you come to the services. Write it down. And go back and get it in a few minutes, okay? After the service, you can get it. So, okay, we're going again. Jude, and we're looking at 24. Just looking at another translation here. In Jude, it says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you flawless." Ooh, I like that. "To present you flawless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen." Amen. See, that's why we serve God. That's why we serve God. He's powerful. And he's able through all of the things that we go through. He's still able to present us flawless before his glorious presence. When you're in his presence, you're flawless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your word is just awesome. I just love you, Jesus, for your word. And thank you for leaving us with your word, the true word, the living word. We thank you, Jesus. Although God has promised victory for every believer, me, you, every believer, God has promised victory. It's not uncommon for us, the believers, to experience moments when our faith is under attack. I'm sure you can agree with me. During these times, we tend to wonder if we will ever receive any real answers to our prayers. You know, sometimes we feel like we're just praying and that we're getting a tip or something, or we think we got an answer, but we're not seeing it come to pass. During these times when our faith is under attack, we may ask ourselves, how can I tap into the wisdom of God that will bring forth my breakthrough that I'm looking for? How can I tap into the wisdom of God? I need a breakthrough. Hallelujah. I need a breakthrough. I feel someone saying that right now. I need a breakthrough. How can I tap into the wisdom of God? I want answers. When I pray, I want to hear from God. Somebody said, I was a babe and I've grown and I'm grown and I'm in different steps now. And now I'm ready to be a grown-up in God. Now I'm ready to hear from God. Not just reading my word, I want to hear him explain the word to me. Reveal himself through his word. Hallelujah. If I write you letters all the time and you read my letters, but every now and then you want to hear my voice. You want to hear me explain to you some of the things to make sure that you're receiving it as the way that I presented it to you. Hallelujah. So the key to that breakthrough is hearing God's voice behind his written word. Now, to identify God's voice, we must actively, it causes us to do something, we must actively communicate with him. And I don't know why, but I think it's just maybe it's the unknown. I'm not for sure what it is. But so often, we find ourselves that we would rather just read the Bible, and I think we say, okay, I get credit for reading it, and then we don't want to stop and just take out time and lay on our face and just pray. We got to hear from God. God, I need to hear from you. Let me hear from you now. But that's how we actually get to our breakthrough. We get to our breakthrough by getting to the voice that's behind that word, the writer of that word, the one that spoke the living word, the one that wants to bring that word to life in you. And again, we have to be actively communicating with him in order to receive this voice. Now, if we want to hear from God, I want you to hear me from the Spirit tonight. If you want to hear from God, we must fellowship with him through regular meditation on his word. We got to meditate on his word. We got to be in constant prayer. And believers who have been filled with the Holy Spirit, let me just speak to you. Believers who's been filled with the Holy Spirit, we can also speak to God by praying in tongues. See, through praying in the Spirit, we speak the very mysteries that can unlock the answers to the situations that we face in life. You say, my plate is full. I don't even know how to juggle all of this. Again, praying in tongues, it can unlock those answers those mysteries that you feel like I'm just not getting the answers to. Speaking in tongues is not just babbling. You know, if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, it may seem just weird to you. But again, ask God to reveal to you why he has given this gift to us. Hallelujah. If you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit connects with God's Spirit, and it's just a different language. It's a communication thing that starts to go, and you just get so many answers. It's so many times after then that you could just hear clearly God's voice. It's not just babbling. It's an intimate form of communication with God. Intimate form. Write this verse down. I want you to look it up, and I want you to read it, and then I want you to just talk to God and ask him to show you the meaning of it. The book is 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 7. Let me just see quickly what it says. But I need you to write that down. Again, it's 1 Corinthians 2 and 7. And it says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." Again, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom." God, don't we all need wisdom? Even he's got wisdom that sometimes we hide from ourselves. He said, when we speak the wisdom of God, well, it's a mystery to all of our problems. Even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now, according to 1 Corinthians 14 and 2, again, 1 Corinthians 14 and 2, he says, when you speak in tongues, you're speaking directly to God in a heavenly language. That means you get to come up, move up out of here. This world literally gets to way. And you get to speak to God in a heavenly tone, a heavenly language, directly each time that you pray in the Spirit. Hidden wisdom is revealed. You know, sometimes you think that you're getting a glimpse of something that God is saying, but you just can't get the whole thing. Maybe you need to be praying in the Spirit. Maybe if you pray in the Spirit, you can receive what God said that you will. The hidden wisdom is revealed to you then. And you will then allow the Holy Spirit to show you things that are hidden from everybody else. Even the devil. Hallelujah. That gets me all warm inside. Just to know that God loves me so much, so much, so much, so much, so much, that he will take me aside just to show me hidden wisdom. I want the wisdom of Solomon. We're so busy asking for houses and cars and land. We're asking to be better than our neighbors. We're asking to get this good-looking man, get this fine woman. We're asking for all of the wrong things. But he said if we just keep our eyes on him and seek him first and his righteousness, that all of the things that we need, even the desires of our heart, he said, I will just add them unto you. Hallelujah. That's a great thing. I can praise him right there. Let me thank you for a moment. Oh, hallelujah. So, I'm excited. I'm so excited that you now can find out that you have an option, an opportunity to tap into something that works every time for you. Not just sometime, but every time for you. That's the good news. That's some good news. Don't tell me there's no good news. God is full of good news. That is some good news. So as we tap into now speaking in our prayer language, now we learn that this is not just babbling that people are doing. They're actually at that moment in an intimate conversation with God using a heavenly language. You're going to look at things differently now after you've learned this. Remember, each time that you pray in the Spirit, hidden wisdom is revealed to you about that thing that you've been crying about. Hidden wisdom is here waiting for you. And once you actually get this, I mean really get this deep down inside, you'll be like, what took me so long? What took me so long? I can steal away and go into the bathroom at work. I can sit at my desk and in my mind just get here. You'll be like, what took me so long? And show you things that are even hidden from the devil. See, there's something powerful that happens when you spend time praying in tongues. Spend time praying in tongues. There's something powerful that happens. It's often during the quiet times that follows after you come out of your prayer language. Those quiet times that follow is when you hear the voice of God speaking truth, starting to speak wisdom directly from heaven to you. Directly from heaven to you. You may be driving a car or ironing your clothes one day. And the Holy Spirit will just give you the revelation you need during those intimate moments with the Lord. You will experience something great. I mean a great success in your life, on your job, in your kids' life. You'll start to see things differently. And if you start living differently before your kids, they will start respecting and living differently for you. You know, I remember I was going through some stuff with my child. Well, you know, my child is really matured, and I can see a big difference. They see a big difference in you. That's why you can see a big difference in them. They're only going to be what you are. Hallelujah. So the more time that you spend with God, the more intimate you will become. The more intimate your relationship will be, the more wisdom that you will be unlocked, be revealed to you. See, most people can read the Bible, and then they gain some understanding of what they've just read. But when you're able to hear God's voice behind one of the scriptures that you just read, when you're able to hear God's voice behind this sermon that you're hearing, and then you know how to allow the Holy Spirit to show you just how this scripture, this sermon is to apply to your life, to your specific situation, that's when you experience a great breakthrough. That's when you experience this breakthrough that we're talking about. Through God, we have access to wealth. Through God, we have access to healing, to deliverance, we have access to peace, and so much more, so much more. You say, you know, as many times we look at people that are in the military, and, they, you know, they say, well, I've already did two tours, and I just want to go back. I feel it's my duty. I just want to go back. And there's people that say, what are they talking about? Where do they get this mentality at? Why would they want to go back? You know, because they know that they're at peace regardless of where they're at. Regardless of where they're at, God is still with them. And he's still able to provide the same things for them in that battle that he provides for you right here in your battle. Because we're all fighting, whether we recognize it or not. the trick is they know that they're in a battle. They know that they're fighting. And the enemy tries to fool you to believe that you're just in a daisy land, just flopping through the tulips, and all is going to be good and nothing will come bad. So you get up every morning and you don't put on your armor and you don't get ready for battle to fight, and they do. So they know that they're in a battle, and they know that there's peace. They know that they're still deliverance. They know that they're still healing. They know that they still have anything that they need and ask for. It's still there. And that's why you and I should be calling out and praying for them, because if they were not overdoing what they're doing, our lives will be totally different. We've already had different touches and different things that are going on. It will be totally different. We must continue to pray for our servicemen and women, mothers, fathers, their sons and daughters that are out doing more for you right now than you may have done for yourself today. Make sure you call out their name and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for them. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Don't let it just go by. But God wants you, he wants to speak to you about your situation. He hears your cries, and I know you're calling out, and you're saying, God, where are you? And he's right there, and he wants to speak to you about it. He wants you to be able to hear him, though. But when the enemy tries to put so much loudness around you, it may be laughter. You know, he'll do it in any form that he can. He can't just come out and tell you, I'm here to block you from talking to God because you'll get your breakthrough if you hear from him. Well, if he came and told you that, you would say, wait a minute, who is this? Why? No. Move. I want to hear from God. I want my breakthrough. So he can't do it in that form. So we speak all kind of different things. And I'm a firm believer that what you speak is exactly is what you're calling it. And you're giving the devil permission of how to handle and deal with you. So he listens to what you say. And then he just plays it back on you. So he looks and he knows your desires and what it is that you like. And he'll just use those things. And he'll get it loud for you. And whatever environment it is, anything to keep you from getting your breakthrough. That's his job. He's never tried to hide it. He said, I'm going to and fro to kill, steal, and destroy. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. He's not your friend. Make no mistake about it. He haven't decided of all the people that he's going to be your friend, that you're going to be okay with him. He's trying to keep you from getting your breakthrough. And God is standing patiently in line, knocking on the door of your heart. He's blocking all these different things from happening to you. He's breathing breath into your life, into your nostrils, into your lungs, another day, giving you another opportunity. Come on, talk to me, child. I want to hear from you. Come and just get into an intimate conversation with me. This is what I want to do for you. When you spend time in prayer, when you spend time in the Word, you open the door for him to just speak to you. He will speak a word that will help you just in your situation. He said, that was so intimate. I was hearing today, one of the professional football players was speaking today, and he was saying how that he went to a service. And he said how God just spoke directly to him. He was saying that how that he felt like that no one else was in that service, that it was all about him. God had just set it there just for him. He spoke he felt it in his name. That's what God wants to do for you. That's what he's doing. You're just not hearing. But one day all things will be revealed. You're going to be shocked at how many times God has tried to pull on you, to give you directions, to pull on you, to tell you this way and not that way. you're going to be surprised at how many times that you turned and walked away. I always tell people, the way that you watch movies, remember, you are the one in the movie. When your life is flashed before you, and you have to look and see all the times and all the opportunities that God tried to heal you, that God tried to warn you, that God tried to deliver you, and you turned and walked away, and you turned and said, why is it so quiet here? And you turned your TV on, and you turned your music on, and you picked up your phone because you needed someone to talk to, but you didn't talk to God. You're going to be amazed. You're going to be hurt. You're going to be let down of how many times that you turned your back and walked away. And to complain, God said, I'm not hearing from God. Where is God at? Why is he allowing this to happen? The truth is going to be revealed that a lot of these things we allow to happen. Our choices allow these things to happen. But our Father was waiting patiently in line the whole time. He's there directing our pathway. We just chose to go in the opposite direction. He's there yelling out our name. We just chose not to hear it. He's there saying, child, my child, even though you did wrong, I'm still calling you. That's me. I'm still calling your name. I'm still sending somebody there to send my word to you. And we just choose to ignore it. Today is your opportunity to lay down all of the wrong and decide that I'm going to pick up some right today. Yeah, this is your time. This is your day. This is just another opportunity. It may be your last opportunity. I don't know. Only God knows that. But we know that your day is going to end. And we know that every moment your light is going a little dimmer, just as mine is going a little dimmer. And we plan to do all these marvelous things, but our light is growing dimmer. We plan to go all of these special places, but our light is growing dimmer. This may be your last time to accept Jesus Christ as your true Lord and Savior. To decide that I want to hear, I want a breakthrough. I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Today is that day. He wants to speak to you about any situation that you're facing in your life. He wants to spend time with you in prayer, in his word. He wants you to open that door for him that he's knocking at. Open the door for him to speak a word that will help you. I invite you to listen to the voice of God behind scriptures for maximum results. The scriptures I want you to take with you today, again, is going to come from 1 Corinthians 2 and 7, 1 Corinthians 14 and 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, for your word, and just bless each and every person that receives the word. Hallelujah. I'm excited for the ones that are receiving the word right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your name. And sisters and brothers, I just invite you now, if you strayed away, you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is your opportunity. Just repeat after me. It's nothing hard. You know he's knocking at your door. You know he's coming. And you know he's coming soon. Don't you want to get ready? You better get dressed. It's time to get ready. Get right, churches. If we're going to be going home one way or another, just repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life and forgive me of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you, right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I just want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on that cross. And I receive you right now. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. Now, according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, the same God that you just accepted into your life, the same God that is now your Savior and your Lord, is already speaking to you. And what he has to say simply tells you that you are a new creature in Christ. You are a new creation now in Christ. Old things, all of the old thoughts, all of your old patterns, you can bring them to him now. And he's gonna tell you, he's going to show you how to walk in his righteousness. Don't mean that you're not going to stumble. Don't mean that you're not going to get it wrong. We all do that. But you know when you fall, just like a baby, when they fall, they reach for mom and dad to pick them up. Help me up. I've fallen. Help me up. You too do the same thing. Hey, I stumbled. I'm off path. Get me back. Father, help me. Jesus, I need you. He can do what Buddha could never do. He can do what Muhammad could never do. He can do what Joseph Smith could never do. He can do what all of the other false idols and gods can never do. And just let me tell you one last thing about your false gods and idols. They're dead. They're dead. But Jesus Christ is alive and living. He's a living spirit. And he lives inside of us now. Hallelujah. All of heaven is excited and celebrating with you. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are now new in your life. So it's important now that you don't allow the enemy to steal what you just have received. You said you received God. So make sure that he doesn't come and steal it and snatch it away from you. How do you do that, evangelist? You need to contact someone. You need someone that's going to be covering you. Someone that's going to be leading you, going to give you the word, that's going to be praying to God on your behalf, that God can speak to them and they'll speak it to you. I would love to be a person in your life. I don't care what city or state that you're in or even what country. We can pray together. We can learn together. We can look for a church in your community, somewhere that's your brook that God wants you to be at. Don't let this opportunity pass by and say, oh, evangelist, I will email you tomorrow. I will call you tomorrow. Call me now. You can call me at 210-264-5287. You can email me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can always leave a message here at the Blog Talk Radio. But God bless you and keep you. Until we meet again, don't forget to listen out for the voice behind the word. This is Evangelist Von Dumas signing off from the Tri-Anointed Ministries. And I love you. I truly do. I truly love you. All my listeners, I love people. I love creation. But the most important thing is God loves you more. Don't forget to praise him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God.